Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Good day, good evening, and good screaming. This is Renegade Roundtable. I am Jello Biafra, and our guests are so evil and so notorious, we can't even have them here on audio or visual. Yes, your friends and mine, the rogues in robes, the United States Supreme Court, and all the baggage they are now bringing with them. Scandals here, scandals there. Clarence Thomas and those luxury boat yacht trips being paid for by a billionaire with business before the court named Harlan Crow doesn't disclose it. And yes, Ginny Thomas was there too, sunning herself alongside him. Samuel Alito, maybe the meanest of all of them, all the way to Alaska on a private jet owned by another big mover and shaker with business before the court, Paul Singer. Like the Koch brothers, his name turns up in an awful lot of the ugliest dark money goon organizations around. So Uncle Sam could watch the bears in Kodiak Island try and grab salmon and eat them and think, yeah, how can I do that to people, especially women, next? Neil Gorsuch. $500,000 on some kind of useless land in Colorado. I think he'd been trying to sell for 2 years, but 9 days after he's confirmed for what should have been Merrick Garland's seat of the Supreme Court, he gets $500,000 from another guy with business before the court. Again, not disclosed. I wonder how many more of these there are. And there are a lot of them, because a much bigger scandal so far is that the corporate media is carefully bypassing, including ProPublica, all the other open graft going on with these donors and stuff that goes on right in front of everybody's face in order to bring about the exact scandalous rulings coming down right now. Blowing up Roe v. Wade so states can do whatever they want. And even, what was it, a 10-year-old girl knocked up by a rapist who's now doing life in prison had to go across the border in Indiana to get rid of the baby. And now that's banned there, too. Gee, thanks, Alito. Thanks, Clarence. Hey, blow up affirmative action. Finally wipe it off the map for Whitey. So that the very affirmative action programs that got Clarence Thomas into school and to the big Ivy Lee law schools, he now votes to get rid of for everybody else. And while you're at it, let's blow up Joe Biden's attempt to at least give some relief to all these people being dragged down by all these student loans, some of them from fraudulent lenders or for-profit colleges that haunt them for the rest of their lives. We want smart people. We got to be able to pay to educate them. And then complaining we're not competitive with Europe or the Chinese, where they like smart people, they like healthy people, they will pay for that. Blowing up the Clean Air Act, bit by bit by bit, choking us to death with gutting of environmental laws. Just getting started on that one, by the way. Voting rights, well, a little bit of relief this time, but overall, oh, John Roberts has changed his mind. Oh, they're finally trying to undo what they did. No. Read the text closely. They're just saying, rewrite the law a little bit differently, and then you can have more of your Jim Crow 2.0. And then, much bigger scandal here is that one, the latest one, about religious liberty, giving fundamentalist fascists the right to impose their religion and take away everybody else's liberty. In this case, Lori Smith, and a religious right extremist backed by big-time religious right money, concocted this case ahead of time for her non-existent website called 303 Creative. She said she wanted to be able to post on there, will design wedding websites for people unless it's an LGBTQ plus D plus wedding, then we're not going to do it. So Colorado Attorney General sues, but wait a minute, there's no victim. There's no plaintiff. There's no case because there's not even an actual website to discriminate with. She hadn't even put it up yet. In other words, they just wanted to further an excuse to destroy existing law and decency and justice, look for an excuse to rewrite the law the way we're planning to, even if there was no case. They'll do it even if there is no case there. You know, really pungent, toxic example of what they've really been up to in concocting these cases in collusion with the dark money forces and all for years. They have gatherings. They have big gatherings. Hundreds of them, 1 or 2,000 sometimes. They call them conferences. Or they call them retreats in places like Aspen, Palm Springs, New England, and maybe the most infamous of all of them, that annual exclusive rogue romp and bacchanalia, the Bohemian Grove. It's maybe going on right now in July, you know, up in the forests in Sonoma County, I believe. It's owned by the Bohemian Club, a very exclusive club you kind of have to get into, unless you're a special guest, to participate in the revelry of the Bohemian Grove. Some of the, maybe the last old growth redwoods left by the time they got the environmental laws and get to chop down all the other ones. And this has been going on since 1872. And people would go there every year for, and you're going to love what they go for, people like Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, CIA directors, British prime ministers, foreign diplomats, ambassadors, people from India, people from Russia, the whole Reaganoids, the big oil money, the big Wall Street money, astronauts, Ivy League school presidents, the elite of the elite, along with some artists to keep things entertaining. They would have Bob Hope. They even had Mark Twain. He was a member of the Bohemian Club way back when. That's how far these things go back. But this is what they do. They all gather there, and they get these robes on and gather around a 30-foot tall, now moss-covered, leaf-colored statue of an owl and pledge to forget all their worldly cares. Weaving spiders, come not here. There's a whole invocation, and the voice of the owl, when back when he was a member, came from Walter Cronkite playing the great and powerful Oz. Oz, like, I kid you not, this is so fucking surreal. Very important people here. And what do they do after they forget all their worldly cares and pledge not to discuss business? Ho, 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 or anything like that. They get stinking drunk, completely out of their fucking minds, party like they're all in Brett Kavanaugh's Animal House for days and nights and days and nights on end. People who've actually gotten in to see this, the Spy magazine, a writer, Philip Weiss, inside the Bohemian Grove. You know you're inside the Bohemian Grove when you come down a trail in the woods, hear piano music amid the group of tents, and then around the bend, see a man with a beer in one hand urinating into the bushes, if he's not vomiting into the bushes. One of them described the revelry as, yeah, seize a large horse bucket, throw a hunk of ice into it, pour in several bottles of gin, half a bottle of vermouth, and slosh it all around as people like Nixon and Kissinger and John Mitchell and Ed Meese and all kinds of people from both Bush administrations, all the war criminals, they're all there doing this kind of thing. And to keep the fun going, they entertain each other with vaudeville skits, minstrel shows even sometimes. And then, since there's no women there except the occasional maids they kick out earlier, for women's roles in the vaudeville thing, these same bankers and oil barons and Koch brother types, there they are dressing in drag or gluing on beards to get the characters right. These same monster homophobes now trying to make drag queen events illegal dressing in drag. Then they go split off for the night to all these different camps, tents, cots, although lots of valets and this, that, and the other. And there's all these different concept ones. Last count that I could see was 118 different ones. This is a pretty vast complex, but they have costumes if they were enclosed at all. We have hillbillies. We have caveman. Visualize Ed Meese as a caveman, or either of the Bushes as cavemen, or Carl Rove, or something like that. And they have stowaway, uplifters, Owl's Nest, which apparently was Reagan's camp, and Lost Angels. Yeah, some of them are pretty lost now. Silverado Squatters, named after that corrupt savings and loan thing that went belly up that Daddy Bush's son Neil Bush was involved in. Silverado Squatters. Squatting's okay if you're here. Hillside, Idlewild. And I could swear there's been some cowboy ones and some phony Native American ones dressed in 60-old style Indian guides things, like when Hino and Hannelore were dancing to the cardboard cactuses about the Navajo on their German TV show, but I digress. But this is why I can't get this stuff out of my head. Skulls and Bones, which a lot of these people are also part of, if they go to Yale, scary enough. But I can't get out of my head just visualizing a drunk Richard Nixon, and boy, did he know how to get drunk. Drunk out of his mind, sitting around the campfire, dressed in a tutu with a stick in his hand, dividing up the world with a stick and the gravel down below. This is how the sausage is made. And there are women off-site because they bring in the best call girls whores money can buy. And there's more of these, too. There's some riding horses ones. There's ones in the Northeast. But by far the worst in terms of the sheer damage we are now suffering today through Congress Corruptus and the Supreme Kangaroo Court and all the rest of them. They've been building for years, and multiple gatherings run all over the country by the Koch brothers. Aspen, Northeast, and most importantly, maybe, the ones around Palm Springs. Actually, multiple resorts run Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, La Quinta, and it's all done right in plain sight. Okay, David Koch died, but there's the other brother, and there's all these other rogue gazillionaires, the Mercers, probably, who else? Maybe the Coorses, all part of this. And it's not just the money bags. Hundreds of officials attend this, but government officials, powerful senator types, and just like the Bohemian Grove, but more so, Supreme Court justices who give keynote speeches, and then the robber barons give their own keynote speeches. The fundamentalist Christian fascists for profit give their own keynote speeches. You've got the Karl Roves, the Paul Singers, of course, Leonard Leo, the guy from the Federalist Society, who just got $1.6 billion in grants from an even more shadowy gazillionaire who doesn't even turn up at these things, named Barry Side. Thankfully, he's in his 90s and will be gone soon. But all that money is going to fire up Leo for all these new goon organizations for years. Plus, in this case, all swarms of all these young, hotshot, freshly minted right-wing lawyers and business people and things like that trying to make connections and get in and suck the right sexual organs and all that, just like they groomed, and I use the word groomed, people like Brett Kavanaugh, Paul Ryan and Ted Cruz, who were plucked when they were in middle school, and they started to groom them, introduce them to the right people. You're really bright. You could help us wreck the world and bring back Jim Crow. Sure. Where when they lay out and detail and bounce off the nastiest possible agendas off of each other. It's like a South by Southwest or music convention just for gazillionaires and right-wing Supreme Court people and neo-Nazis in neckties for Jesus all at once. No owl statues, no drag queen skits by Monster Homophobe, and if they're running around nude, it's inside the hotel, slobbering on $1,000 gulps of special wine and things like that, again, with all the priciest call girls you care to name, just like Putin would bring in for his people and stuff. This is how the sausage is made. But visualize it, but when they're not drunk out of their minds, a little earlier, the scary parts with these all these nice quiet dinners and gatherings in a little booth or cocktails by the pool, golf, of course, where the capital bigwigs, the Rumsfelds, the Singers, the Cokes, you name it, just sit around and shoot the shit with each other and collude and craft and hone future Supreme Court cases together. Future Supreme Court cases with input from Supreme Court justices ahead of time. Hey, good buddy Clarence, we think we've found a surefire way to blow up these post-Watergate McCain Feingold campaign money laws once and for all. We're calling it Citizens United. Check it out. Read the draft. Tell us what you think. You too, Mr. Scalia.
Well, we might want to tighten this part and fix this part and this part of the brief. We'll see what we can do. And thus, a few years down the road, guaranteed, Citizens United and other cases like that reaches the already frantically bush-licking Supreme Kangaroo Court, and presto, the Supreme Court fully legalized corruption. Buying and selling of politicians and government officials right down to dog catcher in your hometown. And it's not even, for people who've read it, and the Citizens United was brought by a Koch brothers-backed organization. It wasn't Americans for Prosperity, it was one of the other ones. But anyway, Roberts, who wrote the thing, Scalia, Alito, Thomas, and Anthony Kennedy, the supposed swing vote, just twisted it all around to write what they wanted to write, which was not really much about the Citizens United case at all. By the time the ruling came down, they just used it to legislate from the bench the exact way it was planned out in the first place. Thus, the floodgates opened even further for dark money, so-called campaign contributions, White House, State House, inauguration, sponsors. That's another way to buy an ambassadorship, or if you're Louis DeJoy, buy Postmaster General and start wrecking the Postal Service so your own private shipping company can take it over later. Corporations have the same free speech rights as people, too. Yeah, that came from this. And you know what they call those ways of doing business? Our ways of elections and how they're financed. You know what they call this in other countries? They call it bribery. Citizens United, further solidified by other cases, this is where the Supreme Kangaroo Court, even before the Barrett and Gorsuch and the infamous Kavanaugh got on board, they had already completely legalized bribery. And of course, all these freebies, perks, and hanging out with these people by the pool and a golf and everything else, and the Singers should have gotten Clarence Thomas, Antonin Scalia, and probably a lot more of them impeached and removed from office years ago. This kind of fraternizing with the supposed enemy, not being able to rule impartially anymore, this is illegal. It is an impeachable offense, and they should be out of there. Supreme Court Justice that Lyndon Johnson appointed named Abe Fortas was run off the court by the Nixon administration early on for a lot less than that, and they just ran him out of there. Clarence Thomas lied under oath at his confirmation hearings that he was going to recuse himself from all the cases he's ruled on in the Court of Appeals and then didn't recuse himself. That is an impeachable offense. Then, of course, Brett Kavanaugh lied, and not just about sexual assault, at all three of his confirmation hearings when he was moving up for the different levels of being on the bench. Why no impeachment? Well, again, it partly goes back to Nancy Pelosi. Yet another thing. Oh, we're not going to get into that. It's off the table. Off the table. A favorite phrase. Off the table.
making up laws without an actual case like 303 Creative in Colorado that Neil Gorsuch wrote, that's impeachable too. But term limits, you got to have to change the Constitution for that, or adding some more Supreme Court justices, or even a code of ethics, which they don't even have one, even though the Court of Appeals does, forget it. It's not going to happen, especially not with the House of Representatives the way it is now, and people like Joe Manchin and Sinema and the others still stinking up the Senate. It's not going to happen, even though Biden realizes now something's got to happen. Well, what are we supposed to do? Spot them at dinner in one of these fancy restaurants in D.C.? Remember how the Sex Pistols could do this at will at press conferences early on? Vomit on them! Just vomit on them! Or better yet, arrest them. Because all these things are not just impeachable offenses, they are violations of federal and state laws that anybody else would be arrested if they were not on the Supreme Court or part of the Donald Trump regime or something. These are illegal and you could just arrest them instead. Why not? How about a special prosecutor, Mr. Bidenoid, Mr. Garland? This is yet another huge racket that they should nail under the RICO Act. Instead, expect worse and worse rulings, more calculatedly and sadistically evil than anything since the Dred Scott decision or Plessy Ferguson, separate but equal crap stuff, which our schools are about to become again because of affirmative action is gone. All kinds of corrupt, cruel laws are winding their way through the largely Bush and Trumpified federal court system right now. There's a book by Jane Mayer, I think it's a New York Times reporter too, called Dark Money, that shows a lot of the spider web, the real one, on who these people are and how they're creating these monster justices and office holders. All these organizations financed by Leonard Leo's people and the others, they flood with some of these cases, they flood the lower courts and the Supreme Court with all these friend of the court briefs, amicus briefs that have all the language right there. This is exactly what we want you to write, exactly how we want you to say it. Okay, change a word here and there so it doesn't look like an ALEC bill in the state legislature, but this is what we want. Now go to town. Let's see how much more we can get away with now that Barrett's on the court. It's 6-3 and anything goes. The Supreme Court is now no longer a court, not one of three branches of government. It's the supreme authority. It almost doesn't matter in some ways who does get elected in 2024, president, Congress, governor, because the Supreme Court is already poised to overrule all of it. There's no checks and balances anymore. Unless your name is Leonard Leo. It's not even the Roberts Court anymore. It's the Thomas Alito, Amy I Can't Bear It Court now, with John Roberts, of all people, the anti-human rights, pro-corporate rule fanatic who wrote the Citizens United decision, is now seen as what's left of as a swing vote, a moderate even. While Thomas and Alito are just these two big oozing balls of hate about to erupt at any moment, oozing toxic gas out of all the boiling mud pots all over their bodies, and they are just getting started. One insanely Christian supremacist judge in the insanely lawless Texas courts, who'd never try this before, has now issued a ruling banning that he can ban abortion pills all over the country, nationwide. Another lower one is that the Biden administration cannot even contact the tech platform barons to get rid of dangerous misinformation about things like COVID. Bring a voter to a drink of water? Now you can go to prison. Now you can have bounty hunters looking for anybody who gave somebody else a ride to the airport to fly out of state to get an abortion. Murder sentences for doctors, and why not the nurses, and why not the mothers? Young, fertile-looking, crossing a state line? Pull them over! The War on Women Imperial Crotch Police want to have a look at you, especially in Missouri, they even said on their license plates at one point, the Show Me State. Trans kids, burn them at the stake! Kavanaugh can pop a beer and watch! Drag queens, off to the ovens. Same deal. Now there's even a bill in the Texas state legislature that passed earlier in Florida before a lower court threw it out, saying it is illegal to buy it for certain people to buy and sell land based on their ethnic or national origin, specifically mentioning Chinese. And now, a young Clarence Thomas, the only way left to get into school, can't take advantage of affirmative action like Clarence anymore, must now perform their own reverse minstrel show, caking themselves in whiteface for their online photo to put with their online application to an Ivy League law school. Yes. Because now, your friend and mine, Stephen Miller, you know, the Joseph Goebbels of the Trump regime, the family separation guy who threw all the kids in prison in Texas, along with Jared Kushner, he helped promote that and stuff. It just came out that another thing he proposed back then was using drones to bomb boats and kill immigrant refugees fleeing, in some cases, genocides in countries to the south of us, just trying to survive. His new harassing legal fund is the America First Legal Fund, and he now sent a letter to the deans of 200 law schools saying, we're watching you, and if we see anything that even looks like affirmative action, letting any one suspiciously darker-skinned or whatever person into your law school, we will sue your ass, because we know the Alito Thomas Barrett Court is going to go to town with this one. Now Trump can steal all the classified documents he wants, so he and Jared can sell them to Putin or to Saudi Arabia. Anything goes. Anything goes. And then there's what's left of the right to so much as even try to stave off climate collapse and the destruction of our planet Earth. They're slowly chipping away at that. There has been a viewpoint held by Reagan's Interior Secretary James Watt, who was brought to us by the Coors family through Mountain States Legal Foundation, among others. Rand and Ron Paul are into this. That property rights prevail over everything else. And therefore, say you own property and you want to put up some filthy, polluting industrial plant by the river, discharge all this other stuff and sewage into the river, and ruin everybody else's water and land and the value of their property downstream, it doesn't matter, because passing an environmental law that says you can't do this, you can't strip mine here, you can't clear cut there, you can't dump radioactive crap here, cut down all the trees, it's a taking. And therefore, what has been taken in lost profits has to be given to you ahead of time, even if you just filed a plan to strip mine or log a forest and never intended to actually do it, just like the woman with the fake website in Colorado who didn't want to do anything for the LGBTQ weddings, even though nobody had asked her to. The same kind of scam. And the sickest part of all, this rampant corruption, fanaticism, and blatant disregard not just for the Constitution, but the rule of law in general. The sickest part of all is these people on the Supreme Court are so extreme already, so bigoted, so pro-big business, so fundamentalist Christian supremacists and everything else, you don't have to bribe them. They would rule that way anyway. It's their mission from God, and that's the way they put it too. And they're all right there on the ground floor with the Kochs, with the Singers, everybody else, planning the whole thing in advance.